This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
In this week's episode, join Taryn and I as we hit the mid-year mark and share all the cards we've opened and the incredible deals we've snagged so far in the year. From the latest IHG Rewards Premier credit card to tips on maximizing your American Airlines miles with Basque Bank, we've accomplished a lot, and we're here to let you in on all the secrets, including how to do payroll on a credit card as well as all the cards we've added to our inventory so far this year. Get ready to learn the strategies that we use ourselves that you can copy to turn your travel dreams into reality.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. This is your co-host, Taryn Gisbert. Since we're a little past the midpoint of the year, we're going to be talking about what we've done so far with cards, travel, and the points and miles game so far. A couple months ago, I actually opened, this is my most recent card. It's the IHG One Rewards Premier credit card, which I've already hit the sub for.
Yeah, so I had posted about this earlier. So if you follow our Instagram, I posted that this was a really, really hot deal that had just came out. And so usually the sign-up bonus for this card is about 140,000 points, and that's for a $3,000 spend within 3 months. And it only has a $99 fee. Well, back a few months ago, it actually was elevated to about 165,000 points. And so I said, hey, this is a great deal to jump on. And we, when I say we, I mean, you know, you jumped on that yourself. And so we were able to get that one. And so I really love this card because the fee is only $99. It includes TSA PreCheck or Global Entry. And I know that's not really super huge for us because, you know, the Capital One cards that we both have, Platinum cards we both have, and then I've got the Sapphire and then a few other cards we have all include that. So that's not really huge for us, but this could be good for someone that maybe you already have one of the Amex cards or the Chase cards that provide that or Capital One, and you've gotten it for yourself. Maybe you've gotten it for your spouse as well. So you've got another card for your spouse so that they have PreCheck or Global Entry, but now you want to get it for your kids, which that's actually going to change in October. You'll be able to access minors will be able to get TSA PreCheck or actually Global Entry as well. And that's going to be with an adult who's applying. So there's a little bit of a bonus there if you wanted to wait, but if you have something coming up, might make a sense to take advantage of that now. No foreign transaction fees, trip insurance is included, but really cool thing is there's a free night to use every single year after year one. So just by having the card, yes, you're going to have that $99 fee, but you're going to get one free night to use at IHG properties every single year just by keeping the card. So that fee kind of pays for itself because I don't know too many hotels that are $100 or less per night. So that's going to basically pay for that. And then every time you stay and book with points, every fourth night is free. So if you book four nights, you actually only need points for three and you get the fourth one free. But that even works if you book, let's say, you know, eight nights or 12 nights on points, you're going to get every fourth night free as well. And that card gives you 26 times points when using it at IHG properties. So if you're at a bar, a restaurant, at an Intercontinental, a Kimpton property or whatever it may be, using that card, 26x points on purchases there. So if you're like, well, what are IHG properties? You're most people are probably going to be more familiar with the Holiday Inns, right? Holiday Inn Express. And that's more of their budget line, but they do have some really, really nice properties. I mean, there's the Six Senses Maldives, which is a very nice resort. Kimpton is a really good brand of properties as well. I know the Kimpton Seafire is really popular in Grand Cayman. There is also Intercontinental is probably a little more famous of a brand that's known as well. So I've actually seen there at the Kimpton Seafire that there's rooms in the Grand Cayman that you can get for like 50,000 points per night. So on this card, it's pretty easy, even at 140K points, it's pretty easy to get to, you know, hit the sub, the sign up bonus, get to 140, 150 or 1,000 more points or so. That should get you three nights at a really great property. Now, again, there are properties that there are more points, but you can get some really good ones at 50K. And then you get the fourth night free. So you can basically use this card to get a free four-night vacation or almost free four-night vacation. And I know, Taryn, you and I, we don't have set plans to use these points yet, but I know we did talk about going to Roatan and Honduras, and there's going to be some great diving and such there. And so there's the Kimpton Grand Roatan that I think we'll try to figure out how we can finagle that into the schedule, maybe do a four-night stay there with all the points that you've racked up. But I know this will be a good card for us to keep going forward.
Yeah. And actually, also, I think we forgot to mention, you get 5x points on gas stations, which is the big one I feel like was, you know, this is my gas card.
Oh, for sure.
And I know we didn't mention that yet. I mean, it's 5x on travel, dining, and gas. But I feel like because we have other better redemptions for certain dining, travel, et cetera, like maybe not those. But I haven't seen anything that was that good before in terms of rewarding you on your gas purchases, which depending on how much you drive, that can really add up.
Yeah, that was a great point to bring up as well, because there's not really a ton of cards that give you that many points on the gas side. And we don't really talk about this one a lot because I don't really talk a ton about the co-branded cards. So a card that's, you know, tied to an airline or a hotel. But if you've already gotten all the big transferable point cards and you're looking to figure out what's next, this is a great kind of tier two card. That again is makes sense to keep, not just earn it and spend the points and then, you know, move on to something else. Like, this is a great card to keep. And so for the listeners out there as well, keep in mind, if you hear the cards that we're going to talk about, you know, as we're going through like what we've done so far for the year, as we're kind of halfway through the year, cards like this. So this IHG Premier Rewards card, if you'd like to sign up yourself, we're going to actually have a link to it in our show notes. And keep in mind that when you decide to sign up through the link in the show notes or through our affiliate links in general on our website, that all helps to support us and allow us to keep making more content for you. And there's really no difference at all than if you just went on Google and said, hey, I want to get this card. It's the same thing as if you went follow the link through the points guy or whatever other site you use to build your travel and points and miles knowledge. So we asked, hey, if you love the content, we'd love for you to support us as well.
Okay. Now this is what I'm actually excited to talk about. It's not a card, but I have been getting American Airlines miles, not loyalty points. Want to clarify. And I've been getting a lot of them through Basque Bank Partnership. So they have this really cool thing I found last year, and they are still offering it again this year. But I got a bonus amount, and then every month I get 10,000 miles, like every month. And every month, as soon as they like load, I get pretty, you've seen me, I get pretty excited where I'm like, I got my 10K miles today. And you can just watch it pour in.
Yeah, that was a really cool thing that you found. And it's exciting because, we actually just used those miles to help us book our flights back from the Maldives, where we're actually flying from Qatar to JFK on British Airways, but through American miles. And we use those miles that have just been building that you've been racking up. So the Basque Bank partnership is super interesting. And what's interesting as well is a lot of people haven't heard of Basque Bank, and I honestly hadn't heard of it until you found this deal specifically. But being a financial advisor, right, a lot of clients are often coming to me asking me about high yield savings accounts and asking, hey, what's your suggestions on them? Do you like them? Yes or no? Where should you go? And for probably the last year or so, if you look online and just Google search high yield savings accounts, Bask Bank is usually listed in one of the top 10s. And of course, people are like, who is that? I've never heard of that. And I know sometimes people get leery of like putting money in a bank they haven't heard of, but they might not have heard it because they're just not in the area where it's located, which is Dallas, which is a huge American Airlines hub and area. And that's why they have this partnership. And so like you had said, so you get not just that 20K or the bonus miles, but right now they're actually running a promotion that started June 1st, where if you park money with them, and I think it's either $50,000 max or there's $50,000 max in order to get the loyalty or not the loyalty points, the miles. But if you have a 50K, you'll get this bonus miles as well. And basically, instead of getting interest like you would in a high yield savings account, you get AA or American Airlines miles credited to your account every single month. And the way the math works out is you get 2.5 American Airlines miles for every dollar saved annually. So if you have 50K sitting in there, that ends up being about 125,000 American Airlines miles. And like you said, Taryn, it's not loyalty points. So I think when we first saw that, we were like, oh man, this is a super quick way to get to platinum pro status. But quickly, we found out in fine print that that was not the case.
That's true. I definitely was like, I found the hack. Like I found the hack of all hacks because I had just opened that account with Bask Bank to take advantage of the 5% high yield savings. And that's how I learned about this partnership. And at first I was like, oh, we're going to be, you know, maybe one day they'll recruit us for, what is that? Gold key or what? No.
A concierge key, the like invite concierge only level. Concierge key.
Yeah. Yeah, trying to get after that. I thought we'd just get to the top immediately with this. And then I was like, oh, okay. It's just miles. And I was like, actually we use those. Like that's actually fantastic. And there's a calculator on here. It looks like if you put more in, again, obviously you have to have liquid to be able to sit. But if you're not using it, it says that you could even earn up to like, you know, if you put 200,000 in, you could have 500,000 miles. So if you have money that you're not investing or that you know you're going to need to access at a certain time, I mean, it's one of my favorite things that I've been just watching come in every month.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I think they increased their thresholds because I think before we were capped.
I was capped.
It was like, yeah, 50K was it, yeah. I think the cap before. Uh-huh. And so what's interesting, if you do the math on this, right, let's just use 50K as an example, right? That's 125,000 miles for the year. And so let's just say you redeemed those 125,000 miles for a first class or business class ticket or tickets worth $5,000 as an example. Well, you just basically use those miles for $5,000, $5,000 on 50 that you just made, basically. That's essentially a 10% ROI. And it's really crazy to think of it that way. But again, financial advisor, I'm thinking of money in a different way. So not saying that this is better than a high yield savings by any means, but it's a really unique way where you can derive a lot of value that you may have never thought of doing before. And the really, really cool thing is when you, you know, the tax statement that you get for interest earned, it was like pennies on the dollar. I mean, I don't remember what it was, but I think it was like $100 or something like that, right? We didn't actually get 5K worth of interest taxes to pay. It was like $100 on the 100,000 plus miles that you earned over the last year, which has been awesome.
Yeah, it was really low. When I got the tax statement, I was nervous and then I opened it and laughed because, you know, it's always scarier in the envelope, right? So, yeah, I think it's definitely a really fun one. And I might consider putting some more money in there. And to your point, it's not a standalone maybe. But if you're already going to have a high yield account, it even makes more sense because you can have one like I do with Bask, and then I can move money in and out. And I'm considering putting more money in here now that it looks like they're about to match more points to having more money. But I'm going to have to ask my advisor to crunch some numbers first. So
yeah, you have to consult your financial advisor. Let's see if it makes sense.
I mean, I'll have to see if he can fit me in.
He'll try.
Busy man.
Hey, it's DeAndre here, and we're going to interrupt this episode real quick to tell you about two great opportunities for all of you. First, join our private Facebook community to connect with fellow points and miles enthusiasts, get exclusive tips and updates, as well as get your questions answered directly by me and others in the community. And if you're looking to level up your points and miles skills, we've partnered with Lux Travel Hacks to offer you 50% off their online course that will teach you all the basics you need to know to learn how to travel in business or first class, all for less than you'd pay for economy. Don't forget to use the code BOLDLYGO at checkout. You'll find all the details and links to both of these in the show notes. Now, let's get back to our episode.
So earlier this year, I believe you opened not one, but two Chase Inc. Business Preferred cards. I think two, right?
Yeah. So I have my hand in a few businesses. And so I've got the wealth management financial planning firm, right? So that's Truicity Wealth Management. So I opened up a Chase Inc. Business Preferred for that business. And that's actually been super helpful because they do a good amount of business travel. And so that's getting me the 3x miles on business purchases. And then also did it with Boldly Go business as well. So that ended up being, I think both cards, it was an $8,000 spend within 3 months to get 100,000 points. So just those two cards alone, not including the spend that we did on them, was, provided 200,000 points. But what I am super excited about that I found out is I've been looking forever for how you can do payroll on a credit card. And so for business owners, if you have employees, listen up, because this is absolutely huge. I've been looking forever and haven't found it. It's not been an option, at least in the States. I've found other websites, and next thing you know, it's like Singapore or something like that. Zelle Bank will now allow you to do payroll with card. Now, here's the thing I'll be very, very clear about. You need to make sure that you already have the money, right? That was going to in your business account or whatever, maybe that was going to go for payroll. So this is, I think it could also be used to help float someone in business, but that's not the lens that I'm looking at. I'm looking at is, hey, I have this money in my business account already. I've got payroll. And whether your payroll is $1,000 a month, $5,000 a month, $20,000 a month, $100,000 a month, right? This can be a really cool opportunity because the way that they work is you have to pay $50 a month for their business banking service. It used to actually be free, but after running these a few times, they reached out to me and said, hey, you actually need to get the business level, which is like $50 a month, so not bad. But it's a 3% charge to use a credit card. So again, if it's if you're running a $10,000 payroll, that's $300. And you might say, oh, that fee doesn't necessarily make sense. I would agree with you depending on how you use it and also depending on how you look at it. If you use it with a card that gets you, let's say, 2x or 1.5 points or 1.5 times on it, well, then as long as you redeem for 2x, 3x, 5x, even 10x of value, you're going to get way more value than the fee that you paid. And also, and I know this is a little bit technical, but stick with me here. But also, if you're a business owner, bank fees and such are a tax deduction for you, right? So that fee of $300, and I'm not giving tax advice here, but that fee of $300 is something that you can talk to your CPA about getting written off as well as you do your business taxes. So that's one thing. And so I was pretty much like, hey, okay, this is really easy way to hit a sub on a card, run payroll once, and I can hit a sub, and that's not a problem. But then I got my mind blown because when I opened the Chase Inc. Business Inc. Preferred card, I went ahead and used that and I ran it through the Zelle Bank for payroll. And basically the way that it works is you go through their system. You actually have to show proof of payroll. So you have to upload it to them. They do examine it. Like you can't just make up that you have a payroll and charge 10 grand on it. Like you got to show the employees getting paid, taxes taken out. So I want to be very clear. This isn't like a way you can create a loophole. Like you do have to have a business that has payroll. But basically once you link everything, I ran payroll my normal way, uploaded my payroll document to them. And basically they charge your card plus the fee as well. And then they wire the money into your business bank account, and then that's what comes out for payroll. Well, I got super excited because I did that, did all that with a Chase Inc. preferred, and then I checked, and that was a category that Chase paid 3x on. So I'm paying 3% for it to run the fee, but I'm getting 3x, or basically 3% on points. So it's a net washout minus that $50 monthly fee. So that's a huge win because, you know, we're trying to redeem points for, 2x, 5x, 8x, 10x times. So, I mean, that's a huge way for us to rack up points quickly. So if you're a business owner and you have employees, listen up, because that is a huge hack. It's through Zill Bank. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to take advantage of the fact that we have businesses, we have employees, we have payroll, and we can, you know, and really embrace the points and miles logic and strategy to expand what we can do and where we can go. So I'm super happy about that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Zill Bank. Next steps, find a way to pay your mortgage and get points.
that would be when that comes out, that's going to be a game changer, because I know people are constantly looking for that. So
feel like if I find that, I don't know if I want to put it on here.
That's it, right? That's fair. We'll see what we can find.
You got to stay in touch, stay tuned, because you never know what's coming. I never saw this coming. He told me he was looking for this, and I was like, there's no way that'll be a thing. So pretty cool.
And it just came out, I think it just came out back in August too. So like it's August of 2023. So it's super recent that this isn't, this has been a recent hack that we found.
And we're going to put that in the notes, but it's Zill Bank, Z-I-L. I know it sounds like Zell. Or Zibank, is it just Z-I actually? No, Z-I-L. But we'll put that in the notes. All right. So another card that you opened this year, was the Amex Business Gold Card for your partnership.
Yeah. So in the financial planning world, I just brought on a partner, shout out to Lauren, if you're listening to this. And so, we ended up having to do a lot of like legal expenses and such to form the partnership. And then we have a lot of expenses in general just for the business partnership. And I actually tried to apply for an Amex, both gold and platinum in general, for the partnership. And every time I would apply, it would pop up and say, hey, you're not eligible to get any rewards points or a welcome offer because you've already received one for both gold and platinum in the past. So you're not eligible. And so I was like, oh, well, that kind of stinks. And out of the blue, Amex mailed me a offer. So this is what's considered a targeted offer, but specifically for the partnership, which I guess they just saw our Virginia SEC LLC filings or what, I don't know, but basically got a targeted offer for a gold card, went in and applied, got accepted. And that was also another 100,000 points on an 8K spend. And our legal fees for the partnership basically covered that. And so we hit that sub as well. So that was the third business card that I opened so far this year. But actually at the end of 2023, I opened the business platinum card through Amex for the Truist Wealth Management business and hit that sub. And so ended up opening 4 cards in less than 6 months. Now, those are all businesses, so they don't show up on my personal side, but they do still check and run my personal credit. So every single time, my personal credit was dinged. So that's 4 cards in less than 6 months. And I just before this podcast recording actually checked, and my score is 820 right now. So I know we talk a lot about opening cards and strategies, and this is proof that, again, if you are still responsible with your finances and your management, that it's not going to hurt your credit. My score does drop like 5 points when I apply, and then within a month it usually springboards back up, which is really cool. So as you're hearing all this, you're like, oh my gosh, 4 cards, and Taryn, you have the personal card as well. Like, how are we tracking all this? Well, we use the app, which we've talked about before on the show, the Travel Freely app, to track everything. It tells you your 524 status, which is how many personal cards have you opened in the last, or cards that show up on your personal report in the last 24 months, which I know, Taryn, I think you've got one more card before you hit the 524. And I actually have like room for 4 more personal cards before I hit it, because most of the stuff I've done is on the business side. But we basically use the Travel Freely app to to make sure that we keep everything organized. And so when I do open up a card, I make sure to set up auto payments on it as well. So if in case I forget, I'm not juggling. And I'm keep in mind, I do have these cards, but I'm not keeping 30 cards on me. I really still in my wallet only keep a couple cards for the businesses and a couple personal cards. So I know it can be a lot, sounds like a lot, but stay organized, use a Travel Freely app. That's a really good one, and it's completely free to use as well. And again, this is just a way that we can keep track of everything. And we just want to give you guys an update of what we've done so far for the year and why, and a couple tips and tricks that you guys might find helpful yourself.
Absolutely. You might have to get those four more and hit some subs. I have some, shopping lists in case you need some inspiration for purchases to hit those subs, you know.
I'm sure
it'll be my
due.
Turn again.
I'm sure
right.
You do.
All right. So some final thoughts. Remember, the most important thing is to use credit wisely. Responsible spending is key. If you are not going to be able to pay your balance, you're going to have high interest. And then guess what? This free, almost free travel is not going to be free. So responsible spending is the most important thing. And if you have questions on what card will take you where you want to go, which there's a lot to decide and a lot to figure out if you don't have a card yet, reach out to us via email support@boldlygo.world or send a DM to DeAndre on boldlygo.world on Instagram. And reminders, if you enjoyed this episode today, please be sure to follow us on all of the social media channels and sign up for our newsletter as well to get insider information. And don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and tell your friends. And we will see you on the next episode.
Awesome, guys. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.